Hey everyone, welcome back to the Money Miracles Podcast. Today's episode is going to teach you about a much better way to do affirmations. And it's not affirmations at all. It's a different style of doing it. So you're going to find out about that in just 1 second. But before we get into that, I want to share with you that next week we have our first ever guest on the podcast, the one and only Constanza Tafatle. She was a private client of mine who worked with me the last 4 months, but not that. She is a Dragon's Den winner. She went on the Dragon's Den show. For those of you outside of Canada, that's the equivalent of Shark's Tank. She got herself a deal with her business, Newbornlander. I cannot wait to chat with her next week about her experience going to Dragon's Den, what she did to prepare for that, how she calmed her nerves, how the deal making went, all the ins and outs of it, and also her incredible story of moving to Newfoundland, I think it's 8 years ago, from Chile, knowing zero English, working at Starbucks, going from that to, you know, purchasing herself a sewing machine, having zero sewing experience, teaching herself on YouTube, starting a business, and now being one of the most incredible businesswomen, I feel, across Canada, truly. So stick around, come back next week for that special episode. And in the meantime, let's dive into today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Money and Miracles Podcast with me, Emily King. We call ourselves rich women over here because we are all about living the rich woman life, inside and out. We take the taboo out of talking money and we say yes to our desires. And each week I'll be bringing you a dose of money mindset and relatable life stories so you can go out into the world and live your best freaking life. Let's do this, rich woman. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Money Miracles Podcast with myself, Emily King. I am back and refreshed from Maui, everyone. Not that any of you care. And to those of you that have not gotten away this winter, you can just fast forward and you can be mad at me. I'm okay. It's okay. This winter, geez, those of you outside Newfoundland who are posting your pictures of, oh, spring is coming, and look at the nice flowers and the warm weather. No. No. Us here in Newfoundland, may God bless us. I'm just going to say that because we just had a dumping here of 85 centimeters of snow, my friends. And for those of you that don't know centimeters, that is about 33 inches of snow in a 24-hour period. So there we have it. But I ain't going to complain because you know what? Around here, we know and we believe that we are 100% responsible for our life. So it is my choice to live in Newfoundland. I love it here. I'm going to leave it at that. But I was in Maui. It is incredible what sun can do for the mind, body, soul. Holy cow. It was a good time. But my sister, Rebecca Perry, you were right. When I was talking to her the day before I left, and I was like, oh, I'm, you know, scrambling to get some, download some books on my Kobo to read while I'm on the beach. And she's like, you're not going to read. I was like, what? What? She's like, you won't be reading on that trip. Because you got to understand, this is my fifth time I've been to Maui, and all the other times I've had no child, not even in formation. And I've had the luxury of just lounging by the pool and reading an entire book and walking the beach as I please, and bringing a 2.5-year-old to Maui. Yeah, that's a different trip. So Rebecca Perry, you were correct. Although I did read, I think maybe a chapter of a book during nap times. So there you have it. Anyhow, you guys didn't come on here to hear me talk about Maui and snow. You came on here to listen to me talking about affirmations. Ooh, what is that? Qu'est-ce que c'est, Emily? Well, let me tell you. Y'all have probably heard of affirmations, right? Affirming what you do want. Because I always like to say, if you don't affirm who you are, the world is going to do it for you by default. So you will become, we are all walking, talking, self-fulfilling prophecies of who people have told us we are, what we have told ourselves that we are, that have become our identity. And if you want to change that identity, that starts within you, right? If you want to see something different on the external, that starts first within, right? What deep insight there I have for you. But a little something, something different that you may have not heard of or practiced is affirmations. So Emily, what are you talking about? What are affirmations? Well, my friends, well, my rich women, affirmations are when instead of you saying statements, you ask yourself questions that lead you to the answers that you want. We practice this probably on a daily basis without even knowing it. But for possibly the negative, right? Or for things that we don't want of like, oh, why I'm so overwhelmed. Like, why do I procrastinate on things? Why am I so bad at this? Or why is there never enough time? You know, we ask ourselves these why questions for the negative. And here's the thing is that the brain naturally likes to close the loop, right? If you ask your brain a question, it wants to close the loop. It wants to give you an answer. And I want you to think of your brain as the most obedient person ever. It's like if you ask it to do something, it's like a best friend dog kind of situation. It's like, ooh, what do you want? Okay, go fetch this. It's like, come back with the stick, right? That might be a bit demeaning to our brains, but that's okay. Comparing it to a dog with a bone. But let me give you an example. We've all probably had it before where we're talking to someone and we're telling a story and there's a person in this story or a name of something, of a restaurant or a place that you visited, and you cannot for the life of you remember the name. You're like telling a story like, oh my God, it's on the tip of my tongue. Okay, anyways, I'm just gonna go on with the story and I can't remember the name of that person. You go on with the name of your story, and either a few minutes later, maybe even like a day or so later, you're like, oh, Sarah, that was her name. That was the name of her that I couldn't remember. But you weren't consciously for every single minute of the day thinking, what was that name? What was that name? What was that name? No, you were just going on about your day, and then your brain goes, oh, here you go. That was the name of it, right? And so that is closing the loop. And that is why on a different side of things, a little sneaky way that, you know, the influencers do it on Instagram is where they do something where you want to close a loop to keep your engagement, to keep you watching, where they start with an opening hook of like, you want to know the best quote I ever heard? And we're like, yeah. So we keep watching the reel. We're like, what is the best quote you ever heard? Or, you know, they open with a hook of like, this near-death experience changed my life. And we're like, geez, what is this near-death experience? Like, we get that hook. We want to close that loop. We want to know what the answer is, right? So all this to say, let's start to implement this with you in your day-to-day life, the affirmations. So what are some that you can use? So the simplest version is the why questions. Now, let me give you some, take really what you want. Why is time on my side? Now, I bring up this whole time thing because time is actually a money block. Because it's the easiest excuse in the book that all of us can draw from to prevent ourselves from moving forward and to tell ourselves that we don't have enough time to get XYZ done, to get that podcast out that you wanted to do up a sales page, to do the reach outs, to get yourself on LinkedIn, whatever it is that you've been wanting to do. You say, oh my God, time, where's the freaking time? So now you start to plant the seed of why is time on my side? Why does time expand for me? Why do I feel so supported by time? Why is there more than enough time in my day? Other why questions you can ask yourself are, why does money keep coming to me in the most amazing ways? Why am I now ready to receive more? Why is it safe for me to sell? Why does money love me so much? I mean, think about it. What would happen if you just took 5 minutes every single morning, ooh, or even every single evening to journal on and reflect on that question? Why does money love me so much? And here's the thing. For a lot of people, their natural tendency and their brain will probably default to fight for their limitations. Money doesn't love me. This is how money isn't showing up for me. This is how money hated me today. Whatever it is. Why does money love me so much? Right? Money loves me so much because whatever. You know, you fill in the blank. Why am I now ready for my next level? Ooh, that's a good one too. Practice that, even just practice that for 7 days, you know, every single night, going to bed. And you don't even have to write this down. For those of us that are like lazy to do this stuff, my hand is raised, right? Like Let's make this as easy as possible. Why am I now ready for my next level? If you lay in bed at night, you even put on a timer for 60 seconds and you just lay in bed, reflect on that question. Why am I now ready for my next level? I'm now ready for my next level because it's my freaking time. I can just feel it within me. And here's the thing. You don't need to come up with the most sophisticated, wonderful, beautiful, Harvard scholarly written articles or journal entries on why. Let yourself answer this badly. Let yourself answer this shitty. And if you don't even have an answer, here's the thing. Just planting that seed is enough. Starting to change the whys to positives in your brain is enough. Why am I now ready for my next level? Like, that's freaking powerful to plant that seed every night before you go to bed. Here's another alternative to affirmations is to start with a statement. How is it true that ... How is it true that I am already a rich woman? How is it true that I'm living financially free? How is it true that I'm living my best life? Once again, you can either journal on it, just have that in there. Maybe make it as your, pick one of these statements and make it as a screensaver on your phone, because this is planting a seed. This is creating the garden for what you desire. The version of you that you want to be in the future, she starts today. She doesn't start tomorrow. She doesn't start next week. What you are planting today is creating who you are in the future. And one last thing I want to share on this podcast is that you can also give questions to God daily. Now, what do I mean by that? Is I remember years ago, I was listening to this little training from a coach at the time, and she was doing like $1 million months. And of course I wanted to be in that energy. And of course I wanted to like, how is she doing this? Like, whoa, that's just like a quantum leap energy for me. And one of the things that she shared that I'll never forget was every single day she asks the question, God, what is a $1 million idea I can receive today? She's not answering it. And her conscious mind probably can't, you know, consciously give her the answer every single day, but she's putting it out there into the universe. She's putting it out, that energy out there, and seek and ye shall what? Find. So she's putting that out there every single day. What's a $1 million idea I can receive today? And for you, like, I know even for me, that's a stretch. So start from where you are. God, what's the $100 idea you can give me today? Or just yesterday, myself and Gina, my business partner, one of our key focuses for this year is ease and simplicity. And she asked a question to me. She's like, Emily, I got a question for us. I was like, okay, Gina. And she said, how can we invite more ease into our day? And I said to her, I was like, Gina, I think that that question alone is already doing it. Because every day now we reflect on, and our life gets filtered and our actions and our thoughts get filtered through, how can I invite more ease into this day? And so something's starting to feel hard, something's starting to feel sticky, resistance, friction. How can I invite more ease into this today? And your brain doesn't have to give you that perfect answer. You might not even know. Your brain might be fighting you on, I don't know, today's so hard and my kid got sick and I got in an accident or whatever it might be. How can I invite more ease into my day today? Okay, as you can tell, I had a lot of fun on today's podcast. My energy is up. And listen, this is saying something because this is day one of my period. And you know what that's like. The cramps, like the heating pad. I got to go get my heating pad now. This might be TMI, but here we are. We're all friends here, right? And I'm still pumped up to do this podcast and share this with you because it works. It's deep stuff. It's transformative stuff. And it's going to change your life. Okay, so if you love this and you want to make sure, I want to make sure I get Emily's podcast when they're released because they give me a little pick-me-up. Hit subscribe, whatever you are on, Spotify, you know, Apple Podcasts, whatever it is. Find that subscribe button, hit it because then it'll automatically upload to your podcast streaming for when the next one comes up. And if you're loving this, maybe share it out with a friend. Pick that one friend, be like, I think you'd love this. Or leave a positive review. That always helps. But thank you for being here. The next episode, my God, you will not want to miss. I am bringing on my first ever guest on the podcast. It's a big day for the Money Miracles podcast. Why am I bringing on a guest? Because it is a one and only Constanza Safatle. If you don't know who that is, she is a Dragon's Den deal winner. For those of you outside of Canada, Dragon's Den is the equivalent of Shark Tank. She went on that show. She got a deal. She worked with me for the last 4 months as a private client. She is one of the most, how would you describe her? On fire, powerful, committed, driven, inspiring women that I know. And it was an absolute honor to get to coach her for 4 months to take her even further into that next level. So I know that you guys probably wanted to hear her experience of working, not only working with me, but hear her experience of going on Dragon's Den and what that was like and the mental work that went into that and the preparation and how one gets to that. And I should also note this, if you don't know who Constanza is, she was someone who came to, who moved to Newfoundland, I believe it was 8 years ago. She moved here from Chile. She knew zero English. She started her way up from the ground, working at Starbucks, knowing zero English, just figuring it out as she went, bought a sewing machine, taught herself how to sew, started her business, Newborn Lander, and I'll get into the rest of it on next week's episode. So you're going to want to show up because it's going to be good, and it's going to be definitely longer than our normal little short and sweet podcast episode. So stay tuned. We will see you next week. Thank you for being here, and have yourself an awesome day. Bye for now.